At home in Santa Rosa. James and Ellen arrived in San Francisco on Sunday evening, December 28. They were met the next day by J.N. Loughborough, president of the California Conference, now living in Woodland. He accompanied them to Santa Rosa, where Lucinda Hall had set up housekeeping for them in a commodious rented home. Loughborough had called the officers of the California Conference to meet here for a two-day council. Isaac and Adelia Van Horn had traveled west with the whites, and they joined the worker group meeting in Santa Rosa. Everyone rejoiced in the reports of the victories won in Battle Creek. James's bold proposals envisioned during the Colorado interlude would bring forth fruit. He wrote to the Review, "There is good evidence that the guiding hand turned our course at Cheyenne, from the most desirable route to San Francisco, to the General Conference at Battle Creek, IBID." The whole experience brought great relief and freedom to James. During the whites' previous stay in California, the 6 months when they had made the Roland home their headquarters, they enjoyed being guests and visitors. But when they arrived in Santa Rosa in December 1873, they settled down as residents. Ellen reported in a letter to her children, "We have plenty of house room and all the furniture we need. We are comfortably situated." Their home seemed to be a center of attraction to many visitors and a place where the state conferences were held. On one occasion, she reported, "We had 30 for dinner, lodged 18 and fed them straight through. The meeting passed off very pleasantly." But as the winter rains dragged on, they were hindered from riding out and visiting as they wished. But they kept busy. Loughborough reported, "We esteem it a great privilege to have in our midst brother and sister White, who during the rainy season are vigorously prosecuting their writings, and are even now giving us good counsel and aid in the work here. And when spring opens, and they have the opportunity of speaking to our people in different places, as the providence of God may indicate, they are prepared to greatly help our people." They followed with great interest the work that Cornell and Canwright were doing. These brethren studied plans for an evangelistic thrust with the California tent, being inclined to work the smaller towns. Years ago, before Ellen had come to California, she had been impressed that methods of evangelism in California should be different from those in the East. She had written Elder Loughborough that the people in California must be approached in the liberal spirit in which they work. On the night of April 1, a dream was given to Ellen White. She wrote, "I dreamed that several of the brethren in California were in council, considering the best plan for labor during the coming season. Some thought it wise to shun the large cities, and work in smaller places. My husband was earnestly urging that broader plans be laid, and more extended efforts be made, which would better compare with the character of our message." Then a young man whom I had frequently seen in my dreams came into the council. He listened with interest to the words that were spoken, and then, speaking with deliberation and authoritative confidence, said, "The cities and villages constitute a part of the Lord's vineyard. They must hear the messages of warning. You are entertaining too limited ideas of the work for this time." At the quarterly meeting that began in Bloomfield on April 24, Ellen urged the workers not to pitch their tents in the smallest places. Writing to Edson and Emma about the meeting, she said, "We wished to know whether they would hug the shore or launch into the deep and let down their nets for a draught of fish in the deep waters. San Francisco and Oakland, Santa Clara, San Jose, which is pronounced Sanus A, are large, influential cities. We have a great and important work before us. The ideas of our brethren have been too narrow and the work too limited. We told them if they were not calculating to do more the present tent season than heretofore, we wished to return east and attend the camp meetings. They should not pitch their tents in the smallest places, but imitate the example of Christ. He placed himself in the great thoroughfares of travel where people were going to and from all nations of the world, and here in a most impressive manner did he give his lessons upon important truth." Ellen White had called for something to be done now. Her appeal set the workers on fire for God. A few days later, James and Ellen were on their way to Oakland, prepared to set up headquarters there. Thursday, the tent was up in the heart of the city, and that night Cornell preached on spiritualism. There was a keen interest in the subject because of spirit manifestations in the city. James White had rented the Fountain Farm 4 miles, 6 kilometers, from the city, and Ellen White and 2 young men were giving the 8-room house a thorough cleaning. Friday afternoon, May 1st, they moved in. Lucinda Hall and the Walling children were with them. A few days later, Ellen White, in a letter to Willie, described their rented residence. "We are now getting settled in our new home 4 miles, 6 kilometers, from the city. It is rural here. There was once a very good water cure upon this place. The large 3-story house is standing desolate, shattered and dilapidated. We live in a neat square house a few rods from this building. We have not got settled as yet, but we shall soon. This is a very pleasant place to live. There are trees and flowers, no fruit, but our neighbors have fruit in abundance, so we can purchase of them.